This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hi, everybody, and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DiCascio. Thanks so much for joining us on this February vacation week. Mary, I think we talked about this before, but the winter has been very gracious to those who are not big fans of the snow. You can keep your disdain over there in Cranston, and I'll keep my happiness over here in the East Bay. But I've seen so many people posting photos, and actually earlier this week, we had the little foster man with us, and we actually took him to Roger Williams Park Zoo on Monday, which was the holiday.
Yep.
Packed. Loaded with people.
I bet.
Parking lots were full. People were having a great time. Kids were out there. It was such a blast. And if you're not going to the zoo, because it's half price right now, folks.
I didn't know that.
All winter long, it's half price. So, I mean, it's essentially, you know, two for one.
Yeah.
When you go there to get in, it's awesome. It was such a great time. And, you know, shout out to the fact that we've got such a great zoo. It's so centrally located. And if you don't have a membership, you're crazy.
Honestly.
You're absolutely insane. You should be on that yesterday. I mean, what are you doing?
It pays for itself in just a couple of visits, and you know that it's all going to a good cause. Blown away every single time I go. I mean, their new rainforest exhibit is outstanding. The big backyard, exactly. I mean, no matter what you do, you're going to have fun. And the fact that it is open in the winter is really cool, and there's still so much going on there.
Yeah. He could not get over the fact that he loves the rainforest exhibit, which is just outstanding. He could not get over the fact that the monkeys were just, like, the macaws were running over your head and everything. And so it's something certainly to consider, especially because the weather's supposed to be great all through this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, if you're looking for something to do to kill a couple hours, let the kids run around, have a good time, go there. They even had a food truck pop-up event. Unfortunately, I couldn't get over there to it, but that was just, you know, just a home run of a day to plan that on with the weather and everything.
Seriously.
Else. So how has the Larson family been handling vacation week?
We've been loving it, full of play dates and going to the playgrounds when it hasn't been raining. So really keeping busy, getting as much outdoor time as we can get. I'm mourning the fact that there is no snow, but I'll get over it at some point. So aside from that, I'm enjoying winter break. I wish I was outside in the snow with a little bit more, but I'll take sunshine if we don't have snow.
Well, I'm curious if this is also helping with the lack of illness that seems your kids had it at one point, and they're kind of beyond it now. So that's a good thing.
We just got to knock on wood because they go back to school next week, and that's when it all starts. But yeah, I agree. I mean, you never really know how much the weather really affects the illnesses and everything right now. But I'm starting to think about, I actually had a girlfriend recommend to me that I drive to Wachusett. You know, it's only about an hour and 20 minutes away.
Sure.
And
yeah,
just
it's close
sit
by.
In the lodge, like get a Wachusett blueberry beer and sit in the lodge. And that way I can look out the window and see people in snow and get my winter fix that way without having to actually, you know, bring the whole family, get them in the snow pants. Just take a day to myself. And head up there to sit in the snow.
I mean, that's a totally doable thing.
Right?
Yagu, if you need to get a snow fix too, Yagu also has the tubing hill, which has snow on it. And so you could do that.
You're right.
I mean, which is even closer, but you're right. We are in such a perfect area where if you want to go skiing on a big mountain or something, you just go right up the highway and you're in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, or Maine within in under 2 hours.
Yes.
I mean, if you really want to go to some of the extreme places, you can drive as far as you want. But that's right there is like the perfect answer. And I am not filling my oil tank 17 times like we've done in the past. So it's a wonderful thing. So no matter what you're doing, if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you know where you can find all that link and information. the link and information, the links and information.
You're making your own words up now.
If you would like to learn about Lincoln, the 17th president of the, was 17th or 16th president?
I thought he was the 16th.
Yeah, go with that. You're the one who graduated high school. Go to the website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
All right. So as you guys know, we like to start things off with something that's wicked interesting. And Ben, you've got something pretty cool lined up.
It is the Insanity for Humanity Polar Plunge, the 9th annual, happening on Saturday over in North Kingston at the North Kingston Town Beach. You can go down there and help raise funds for the Sojourn Rhode Island Group, and they donate those funds, and they actually send a team down during spring break of college students to Mexico to help combat human trafficking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And this, the group, I had them in the car a few weeks ago, and it, they just do a wonderful job. This is something really fun and different because it's not a traditional January 1st event. Mm-hmm. So you can go down there on Saturday. Like I said, 11:30, they'll be down there. They jump in the ocean at noon, and then they will have chowder and clam cakes from Iggy's. They'll have all sorts of good stuff happening down there, prizes to be won. And again, this is put on by college students. It's an organization. Sojourn Rhode Island is Sojourn is a bunch of college campuses have these. I don't want to say fraternity or sorority. They're a group. Like
yeah,
a
an
club.
Organization. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Throughout the country, and they have one at URI. They have one at Rhode Island College and up in Boston. So they're all kind of teaming together for this event. So it's going to be great.
It sounds
down
it.
There. Yeah, it's going to be fun. If you want to go down there with the kids, they'll have good time. They'll have some music. Just looking for something fun to do on Saturday again. At 12 o'clock is the plunge, but they'll be there a little earlier, so you can sign up. Go down and help support their upcoming mission trip. Good, good people over there. Shout out to my friend Lauren and Tyler, who are putting this whole thing together. Good people doing great things. So go check that out. That is the Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's the Wicked Fun in the 401.
Things off. We frequently highlight different musicians or different ensembles in the state. And if you're new to Wicked Roadie, Ben and I are both musicians, and we both
marry
play a lot.
Marry much better than I am.
I know. Just different styles, Ben. Just different styles. And my current ensemble that I'm in right now is called the American Band. Ben actually had Dr. Brian Cardinay in the car with him last year, so you could learn a bit more about the band. But this Sunday at 3 p.m. we're going to be performing at the University of Rhode Island, and it is going to be a concert celebrating women composers. So every single piece that we're going to be playing Sunday at 3 was composed by a female. And, you know, it's something that you don't really think about. You don't often see that many female conductors, nor do you necessarily hear a lot about female composers. So I think it's really cool that we're going to be doing this concert really dedicated to those female music writers.
What songs will we be hearing?
Oh, that is a good question. I gotta go through my mind. I'll get back to you on that one. It's all on my iPad. That's the problem.
Okay. Oh,
is
right.
That
I
no longer have to shuffle through my folder.
Okay.
I'm one of these like more modern musicians who uploads and scans the music onto my iPad, and then
good.
I just put in a couple of little buttons, and it's set and ready to go for me. And I even have the Bluetooth page flipper that
for
comes for my feet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're just like me at a Paw Sox game. I just read the words on the page.
Yes.
That's okay. That's all right. It's play the notes, Mary.
Thank
play
you.
Them, and follow those directions and those notations. If you're not doing anything Saturday afternoon and you've always wondered, how can I make pasta from scratch? Well, let me tell you something. The good people at Gourmet Bay Catering have a Learn How to Make Pasta from Scratch class.
That sounds delicious.
And as a bonus, you can learn how to make a few sauces to match as well.
What?
So it's an hour and 15-minute class. It's happening over at their location in Johnston. Get tickets online. You can bring children so long as it's an adult with them. Don't just drop your child. It's not a babysitting service. But it's going to start with group introduction. And then you're going to enjoy the meal that you make with your classmates. So this is just awesome. Something, you know, teaching you how to use the ingredients at home, fresh ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's on Saturday. It's from 3 to 4:30. Perfect time, you know, Saturday. Hey, maybe you're looking for something different to do as a date. This could be something interesting.
Yes.
The Gourmet Bay catering people, they, aside from doing catering and all that other fun stuff, they have classes from time to time, like carrot cake baking and different events. So they put these things on to help you at home do something different. And like I said, it would be, I'm sure, something fun to do with your child,
mm-hmm.
or a date. So go over there on Saturday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Gourmet Bay Catering, right out Hartford Ave and Johnson. What do you got?
Love that. We've talked about this group called the Super Fun Activities Club before,
yes.
on Wicked Roadie, and it is such an amazing organization that we have to keep highlighting them every once in a while. So this weekend, they are going to be going ice skating and doing some bumper cars at the Bank Newport City Center,
yes.
which is always such a... I always have to remember myself. It's Bank Newport City Center, but it's in Providence.
Yes. Well, before that, myself. It was the Alex and Ani one. Then before that, it was Bank of America. Before that, it was the Fleet Skating Center.
Because then what's the skating center in Newport called? What's the name of that one?
I believe that's now out on Goat Island. It used to be the Bourne Skating Facility, which was the shoe, the footwear that's okay. made down there. But... I think they moved because they're building hotels down in Newport. Nonetheless, right where that used to be, it was at the Newport Yachting Center where you had like all the concerts and all the comedian shows. That's all now. That's a giant building. It's being constructed.
It's crazy. Yeah, so it's changed so much.
I believe that Newport rink is down at Gurney's, but I could be wrong. Nonetheless,
this one is taking place in Providence at Providence. Newport. Yeah, exactly. Right. So basically, the Super Fun Activities Club is just that. They are exactly as their name says. You get to do activities with other people that are super fun. And for this, it is going to be Saturday night. From 8 to 10 will be the ice skating and then bumper cars from 10 to 11. This is just a great thing to do if you wanted to grab a couple of friends and maybe go meet some other people, or maybe you just want to go by yourself. There's going to be tons of fun people doing these events. It's a great organization. I know, Ben, that you've been able to talk with them a bunch too.
Yeah.
But really, just go have some fun. And heck, even if you stink at ice skating, you at least have some laughs and make some new friends.
These kind of clubs, there's a few of them. There's also My Social Sports as well. But super fun, you know, and they do stuff all year round. They always have. If you were looking for things to do as a young adult, go check these clubs out, because it'll get you out of the house. It'll get you doing something different. It's great networking, so it's really cool. So ice skating and bumper cars, it's a great way to get introduced to the club, because they do have a lot of competitive leagues for like volleyball, dodgeball, Nerf wars. They are an activity club that is super fun.
Truly. Truly.
Mary, the Torch Run Super Plunge is coming up later in March, but they're trying to raise the funds now, obviously leading up to that huge 24-hour Super Plunge, which all raises funds for the Special Olympics Rhode Island. They are having an event on Saturday called the Tastings for Super Plungers. The Ravenous Brewing Company will be holding a tasting to raise funds, and it's going to be... an event happening at their location over in Cumberland, the Ravenous mm-hmm. Brewing Company. Go down, meet the team, check out the event, learn more about the Super Plungers, who are a group of, I believe it's 13 this year, who will be jumping into the ocean every hour on the hour for 24 hours.
What?
Yeah, it's really something that makes you think, wow, these people are crazy, and then you find out why they're doing it and how much Special Olympics has impacted not only them as super plungers, because a lot of it's law enforcement, first responders, mm-hmm. But also the opportunities that Special Olympics gives to the athletes in Rhode Island and, you know, around the world, really. This event is specifically for the Rhode Island Special Olympics and helping them to keep the programming going, because the numbers are there. We've talked about this before. The numbers are there where if an athlete, a child participates, or a young adult, participates in Special Olympics, it just breeds the confidence and helps them, you know, get over those social stigmas that may be plaguing them and holding them down.
Yes.
You know, from doing something and getting more active and involved. So this is something really cool that this group does, the Super Plunge, for 24 hours to help raise awareness for Special Olympics and funds. So go check that out at the Ravenous Brewing Company.
So we've listed off these events. Obviously, you're not going to be bringing your kids to the Ravenous Brewing Company and the Super Fun Activities Club. Those events are happening when the kids are asleep. But, Ben, you've got a great event lined up for the little ones going on this weekend.
Paw Patrol, ladies and gentlemen, Marshall and Sky, two characters from Paw Patrol. You can meet them and greet them. You have to do both, though. You can't just meet them and not greet them, or greet them and not meet them. Yeah, you got to do the meet and greet. This will be happening on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon at the United Skates of America over there in Rumford. It's $6.50 per person to go skating, and you get to meet these wonderful, lovable characters. They'll have free face painting, skating, games, of course, the meet and greet with the photo opportunities there as well. Now, the skate session, as I mentioned, is from 10 a.m. to noon or 12:15. Admission is only $6.50 for skaters. And if you want to rent, you can bring your own. They have rollerblades and trainers there as well. Mm-hmm. And non-skating adults are admitted for free.
Perfect.
So this session, just so everybody's aware, is for 12 and under with adults. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind. This is perfect for the little ones. And you gotta just keep that in mind if you have kids who are a little older. They're trying to keep the track safe. But one of the coolest things is, you know how when events happen, Mary, they always say, oh, you can't use any coupons, you can't do you blah blah blah.
Yep.
Free admission passes and coupons are accepted for this session.
Nice.
So if you are sitting on something from the holidays, bring it on, because that's what you want to do. So go check it out. The United Skates of America in Rumford.
No, it's the Rumford Pet Center. That's the song that's stuck in your head, isn't
Rumford.
It?
Yes. Marshall and Sky of Paw Patrol will be there. So that's going to be just a blast. Go check it out.
Nice. Greatest things that you can do for your community is give back. And when you are able to give back in a way that brings you joy or puts your talents to use, my friend, there's nothing better than that. So that is why Wicked Roadie, we are proud to partner with United Way of Rhode Island to help spread the word about opportunities for you and your family and your loved ones where you can volunteer in and around the Ocean State.
Yes, and they have some great opportunities for the Rhode Island Blunt Center, not just their big Providence location. This is statewide. They need volunteer drivers and drive assistants to transport packaged and sealed blood products from the drives to the various hospitals. You use your own vehicle, and you have to have a valid license and a clean driving record, but you get reimbursed for your mileage. So you're just volunteering your time, and they always need greeters. They always need people to help check you in, check you out. They have the nurses and the phlebotomists there to help take the blood. But there's a process that goes with it. But the other side of it is, sometimes for the long blood drives, they need these runners to go from the blood mobile donor coach to the hospital or wherever it's going to go for processing, because there's a shelf life there. So they gotta act quickly. So check that out. The Rhode Island Blood Center. They are looking for volunteer drivers and driving assistants.
That's
what else
nice.
We got?
Nice. Literacy volunteers of Kent County are looking for volunteer tutors, particularly in Coventry. This is for the Spring Tutor Training Workshop to assist adult students in improving their literacy skills. So this rewarding experience begins March 12th and ends on April 16th. So it's pretty much just a month-long commitment. And you could find more information at our website.
If you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, the 401 Gives Day on April 1st, 2020, or if you're in need of assistance yourself, just go to their website or simply dial 211 and you can get connected to the help you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. And of course, don't forget to check out Mary's segment on Studio 10.
Yeah.
This week. You go there because there's even more information.
That's so right. And those air, if you're watching Studio 10 Live, which is Monday through Friday at noon to 1, our Wicked Roadie...
12:30 to 1.
Oh, thank you. 12:30 to 1. Yes.
Well, it's kind of the news kind of rolls into it.
Yeah.
The news, it's kind of like one giant show.
Our Wicked Rudy segment airs every Wednesday. You can remember it because of the alliteration, Wicked Rudy Wednesdays. And it's also always available online. So if you can't watch it live, don't worry. Studio 10's got you covered. You can also find Wicked Rudy on Facebook and Instagram. Of course, utilizing that hashtag, Wicked Rudy, to get your photos seen. This is another great way to let people learn about the podcast. So please make sure you share the word.
If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or reach out to us on the old book of faces there.
Until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday, friends.
But only if you keep washing your hands and following all the sanitary requirements needed to keep us all healthy.
Seriously. Not messing around. I'm going to keep knocking on wood.
I will pull this podcast right over right now.